Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News. Paper comes out every Thursday. We get a preview of it every Thursday morning. Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Boy, there's a lot to talk about today.
We got student ID cards at the Santa Rosa School Board didn't get passed, right?
No, after a lot of hype and a lot of talking about it, their motion was made and failed to get a second and died. The parents had so many concerns about the lack of privacy, of course, the cost. One thing I'm concerned was, if you have all these kids wearing lanyards at school, there's probably going to be a choking hazard. So it failed. So we don't have to worry about ID cards for students at this point.
We also have some other issues, a fishing rodeo, which was record-breaking this year. Is that right?
Right. Over 300 people participated in the Gulf Breeze Optimist Fishing Rodeo. That is one of the oldest and most revered fishing tournaments in this area. It's for everyone. It teaches children how to fish. It has just so much wonderful prizes. And, it's just all the money that is raised by the Optimist Club goes right back into the community and to youth programs. So it's a great participation thing. And plus the weather. Did not hurt. The weather was absolutely gorgeous this weekend. So it's wonderful.
We have, it's a struggle to always, just to think about, but we have so many homeless students in both counties, but in Santa Rosa, there's some more stuff being done to help them?
Yeah, so Dr. Karen Barber, who is currently the superintendent, when she was working in that school district before she was superintendent, she was a director of federal programs where they would identify students who were either couch surfing or maybe their family was doubled up with another family, or they were living in cars or whatever, and tried to help them, create a stable environment so that they could achieve success in academics. And so they said that right now there's about 750 or 705 homeless students currently in the school district. They are working with families or working with many community partners, and they're also getting some money from the state to help house these families. Of course, the need is so great, though. It just continues on. And they're currently trying to find more ways to help these people. But, it helps the students to have a continuation of their stability and all that.
Absolutely.
So that's what they're doing.
The ongoing drama in Harbortown looks like it's going to come to a resolution, right?
Well, the city has told Mr. Green, who is the owner of Sea Green Center, that he must remove four of the posts that are between his center and Harbortown. This barricade was put up in April. He wanted to, deny the ingress and egress to Harbortown because it could cross his property. He says that nothing is in perpetuity, but that's really what perpetuity means, is that it is forever.
Yes,
so
right.
He has
it's what the words mean, sir.
that's right. So he has a beef with that. But the city has said if you don't take down this barricade and allow these people to have ingress and egress over this easement, we will take the fence down and we will charge you at your expense. So he must take down the portion of the fence by June the 1st. And if he does not, then there'll be other issues.
At
least one other person is filing a civil suit regarding the damage to, I think they had a sale of a property that went through based on this barrier. So it could be ongoing.
Interesting. Yes. Okay. We're going to get a bowling alley?
Well, I don't know if it's a bowling alley, but the Oops Alley, which is in Pace, has entered into an agreement to expand into the Funplex. And I'm not sure what they're going to bring. We did talk to the owner of the Oops Alley, and they didn't really want to go on record with too much right now, but it looks like it's going to be another entertainment center for families in Gulf Breeze at what was currently the Funplex.
Well, if they're not going to say what it is, I'm going to assume that it's the Oops Alley indoor skydiving complex is what they're going to be. You never know. I mean, you know,
yes.
You never know. Rock climbing, who knows? But meanwhile, we lost Ruby Tuesday.
Yes, Ruby Tuesday has closed permanently, sadly. That was the restaurant that was down there between Lowe's and Walmart and the Tiger Point area. Been there for, gosh, probably decades. I would say maybe 30 years. So it's really sad because, you know, it was one of the nicer places that you could go and have a sit-down meal in that area. So, and that area really needs more restaurants. That is a growth area down there by the Southside High School and all of that, those new homes and apartments going up down there. But there's not a whole lot to eat except for from food trucks.
Yeah, you know, as you say it, I was thinking about that. That is a kind of a barren stretch from a restaurant point. I mean, there's a few, but not like you say. It's certainly not like Highway 90 in Pace, right? Which is, you know, 98 with all the traffic that it gets. You'd think it'd be more like that. Speaking of which, I think Ruby Tuesday is still in Pace, right, John?
Yes.
And I know the one on Pine Forest is still open.
Yes, it's right by Home Depot.
I sometimes forget that because of the one that got torn down on W Street so long ago. But, you know, anyways. Flying cars. This is Carrie Smith's, you know, port project that they were excited about, right?
I'm not laughing. As you know, it's possible. Lots of things are possible. But yes, our county commissioner, Carrie Smith, was telling people on May 5th that flying cars may be coming to a city near you. And he had been to Orlando where he was being told that, you know, the counties need to start making plans to deal with flying cars. And this is really not a joke. It's not April Fool's. He seriously brought this up and said that this is something we need to be preparing for. So I will be eagerly anticipating news about flying cars.
I mean, tires anymore. Drones, automated flying car. I mean, it's all coming. Lisa, it's everything we always believed was going to happen, and the Jetsons promised us is going to take place.
And I want Rosie. I want Rosie,
right? You've got the Roomba. I mean, Roomba's Rosie, just, you know, more to the ground, and she doesn't make meals. We got Tiger Point Park movies tomorrow night. We got the Tall Ships come. Well, the one anyway. The Eagles coming this weekend. The Alyssa's not coming now. The Historical Society's meeting tonight. Memorial Day is Monday. Splash June is coming. All kinds of stuff. So, Lisa, the paper is packed full. I always appreciate the taste of the paper that we get in the morning. So, thanks for the information. We'll see you next week.
Absolutely, and I hope you have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend, and remember what it's all about.
Yes.
And I hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. 816 News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic on the sixes.
That's right. brought to you by Barbary.
Wait, what?
What?
I don't know. Whatever. Just honesty and reporting.
I just went along. That's what we do. Brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. Still doing accident-free right now. The only delays I'm seeing are 98 westbound into Gulf Breeze. It's just a few-minute delay there, but other than that, things look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the sixes.
I swear I'm going to get an email. Andrew, don't confuse our branding. When the branding is so consistent, when you say it the opposite way, it actually reinforces the base thing that you make fun of. not to reply in advance to the email that I guarantee you is already in my inbox. All right, 817 on News Radio 92.3. John, am I wrong?
No, you're not. I'm surprised the text hasn't come in yet.
Didn't get sent to you. Yeah, all right. Okay. if you're working on a home improvement project, a remodel, you build things for a living, whatever the case may be, Pensacola Hardware is your place. And I know you know that. For housewares, for gifts, for you know, supplies, for safety gear, for advice. But also, and hear me on this, don't laugh. Hear me seriously. It's a date. It's a good date location because it is a historic landmark. It's been there for 175 years. This company is older than Levi's. It's older than the Civil War. 1851. They're in their 175th year. So just go as a, like, oh my God, this thing is, you know, one of the 50 oldest businesses in the entire country, the oldest in the entire state of Florida. Go and look around and celebrate and ask them if they'll let you peek in the back room. Test me on this. And then if they let you peek in the back room, it's floor to ceiling, like, if your grandfather had two giant warehouses to put all of his old tools in, that's what it would look like, except well-organized. Floor-to-ceiling racks full of all kinds of stuff. Anyway, it's a great place to get information, to get supplies, to get Yeti merchandise and, you know, SEC things, or just to go as a date and have a good time. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851.
Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Whether it's the style and performance of the all-new 2026 Outback or the extraordinary mileage of the 2026 Forester Hybrid, your next Subaru is guaranteed to put more scenery in your scenic route. The iconic Subaru Outback has been completely redesigned with sharper lines and more edge, making it look as tough and rugged as it drives. And the Forester Hybrid, with a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank and up to 40% better city fuel economy, will let you hit the road again and again and again. Both come standard with Subaru's legendary symmetrical all-wheel drive to help you take every journey with confidence. The all-new 2026 Subaru Outback and the 2026 Forester Hybrid. Love never looks so good. Get your next Subaru at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, or online at AndersonSubaru.com. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Saturday through Monday, see America's tall ship, the U.S. Coast Guard Bark Eagle. It's the largest tall ship flying the stars and stripes. For tour information, see visitpensacola.com. Saturday, it's the annual Family Beach Fest at the Gulfside Pavilion from 3 till 7:30. The free concert honors God, family, and our military on Memorial Day weekend. See Family Beach Fest on Facebook for more. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
You don't need another money hack. You need a plan. Dave Ramsey, weeknights at 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I can eat 50 eggs.
Nobody can eat 50 eggs.
You just said he could eat anything.
You ever eat 50 eggs?
Nobody ever eat 50 eggs.
Chamber board meeting, our board of directors voted to put out a statement to the Escambia County Commission asking that they respect the will of the voters who in 2020 said they wanted the Escambia Children's Trust to have 10 years to do their work before this item goes back on the ballot.
Todd Thompson, president of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, talking to News Radio yesterday. It said, look, you know, our board issued a letter, and that's correct, that, you know, we already voted on this Escambia Children's Trust. Let it do its work. Respect the will of the voters. Don't try to interrupt this thing halfway through.
So the Children's Trust provides a number of services, or funding for a number of services that help children with remediation, with child care, with other educational support that helps improve outcomes for our schools. And if you take this money away, those services will go away, and there will be children in our community that will suffer.
And of course, by definition, if you have a funding source that benefits people, then taking away means those people are going to stop being benefited, or, you know, harmed, depending on how you want to define it. That's right.
That.
Thursday.
So at our May Chamber board meeting, our board of directors voted to...
Oh, I'm sorry. I cut the wrong piece. That was actually the whole interview. Here's the part I wanted to play.
Well,
sorry.
We believe that the vote that was taken in 2020 under the pretense that this would be a 10-year commitment should be respected. and to have another election in the middle of the work that the Children's Trust is doing is not fair to the Children's Trust and is really disruptive to completing the task that they were given as a result of the vote made in 2020 by the citizens of Escambia County.
You know, what I want to hear today from Mike Kohler, who has been the one leading this charge, is I don't want to hear about why you think the Children's Trust shouldn't exist. I don't want to hear about why you think it's not a good program. What I want to hear is why you think that we should ignore the will of the voters from 5 years ago and interrupt something that was voted in for 10 years. Because if that's the case, I mean, what won't that apply to? Listen, I told you before, I'm not a big supporter. I'm on the fence on this thing. But I care about processes. And if we have a vote, it's like I didn't think we ought to be giving former felons a right to vote. I was against that amendment. But once that amendment goes in and passes and is the will of the Florida voters and goes into the Constitution, and then the legislature slow drags the process and makes it so it doesn't actually happen by bureaucratic, you know, incompetence or what, or negligence, that's wrong. I want the people who win the vote to have their way. Otherwise, what happens to the system? Even if I'm on the wrong side of that vote, I want the winning vote to have the way. Because that's what it means to live in a democracy. So, you know, regardless of what you think about the Children's Trust per se, you should defend the power of the voters to decide to have a program for 10 years. To me, it's really that simple. 825 on News Radio 92. And I want to hear an explanation of why we ought to be interrupting it halfway and why that same principle wouldn't apply to every other vote, every other decision, every other four-year term, every other thing that we do. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Just a minor slowdown on 98 westbound as you approach Gulf Breeze, but much better than before. Other than that, we look good. John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. All right, I played a little bit of this for you before, but I'll play a little bit more. I got asked to participate in the Santa Rosa County Emergency Management Drill that they did yesterday, and it was doing a series of radio broadcasts as if the emergency was happening so that they could add a little color to what the people in the room were doing to make it feel a little bit more real. And I was so honored to be asked this. So, no, none of this happened, but here's what it sounded like.
Andrew McKay here for News Radio 92.3, continuing coverage following the rapidly developing and increasingly serious concerns in Santa Rosa County this evening. At this hour, we are receiving multiple reports of active fires spreading across the central portion of the county. Witnesses describe flames and heavy smoke visible from several locations, although the full extent of the fires is still being assessed. More urgently, we have now received confirmation from emergency management officials regarding a major transportation impact. The Interstate 10 bridge between mile markers 26 and 28 has been severely damaged, and authorities have shut down the interstate in both directions in that area. Officials are warning drivers to avoid I-10 entirely through Santa Rosa County and to seek alternate routes as emergency crews respond to what is being described as a dangerous and evolving situation.
Okay, just to be clear, this is fake. Didn't happen. This is just the audio they were using the emergency management drill yesterday, okay? But continues.
At this time, it's still unclear whether the fires, earlier reported explosions, and infrastructure damage are connected or to what degree they might be connected, but officials are treating this as a multi-incident emergency of unknown origin. Residents in central parts of the county are being urged to remain alert, stay indoors if safe to do so, and be prepared to evacuate if instructed by authorities. Emergency management says additional updates will be released as more information becomes available. I know it's a concerning time. I know you want to know what's going on. We do too, but stay tuned. We'll give you information as soon as we have it. To recap, widespread fires reported in central Santa Rosa County and the I-10 bridge between mile markers 26 and 28, that's the part between Garson Point Road and Ward Basin Road, is now confirmed severely damaged and closed. Stay with us. This is a fast-moving situation. We will continue to bring you the latest as it comes in here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Which part did I add to that? By the way, again, just to be clear, none of that's actually happening. That was just a fake radio broadcast that they used in the emergency management drill yesterday that they asked me to voice for kind of effect and color. What part did I add, John?
You added the Ward Basin.
That's right, because mile markers are not things that anybody knows.
Exactly. That's why I looked at you and I was like, oh, that was a good
Yeah, ad. I got given the script. I'm like, oh, you got to add the cross streets because that's the only way people know anything.
And you got the branding correct.
Oh, I did. Uh-oh.
Mm.
I did get an email. I did get not an email. I got a text from my boss. 100%. I knew it was coming. All right. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. A U.S. aircraft carrier strike group has entered the Caribbean as tensions continue between the U.S. and Cuba. U.S. Southern Command says the USS Nimitz arrived in the region Wednesday as the Trump administration is increasing pressure, including efforts to cut off Venezuelan oil shipments. Drivers could be paying a lot more at the pump this summer. Gas Buddies 2026 summer travel survey is predicting gas prices could hit $4.80 a gallon between Memorial Day and Labor Day. Analysts are warning prices could get even higher if disruptions continue in the Strait of Hormuz. And a former federal prosecutor in Florida now facing charges tied to the Jack Smith investigation into Donald Trump. Prosecutors say Carmen Leinberger illegally removed sealed Justice Department records and attempted to disguise the files when she emailed them to herself with file names like buntcakerecipe.pdf.
Okay. Oh, by the way, I'm getting some real... Andrew, this War of the Worlds stuff is freaking me out. Stop it. But that was the point. That's why I thought it was so smart of the emergency management folks, because they created an atmosphere to simulate a real emergency where you're getting in news reports from somebody like me. And again, none of that's happening, but I thought it was a great exercise. Great idea.
I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump says he has time if Iran has the right answers to the latest U.S. peace proposal.
Iran's foreign ministry says they are reviewing a new U.S. proposal. This comes as Pakistan's interior minister made a last-minute trip to the Iranian capital of Tehran for talks aimed at moving a possible agreement forward.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Tel Aviv. Otherwise, President Trump has warned U.S. forces are loaded for new military strikes quickly if he doesn't get the right answers. A new Fox News poll finds half of voters report rising gas prices are a major problem for them. Senior Ditch Day in the shore town of Long Branch, New Jersey, triggered a teen takeover at the Pier Village Boardwalk. Jumping on cars and brawling, 140 police responded, a half dozen arrests. A local says it looked like a bomb went off at the Starbucks. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3, and right now we've got 75 degrees with mostly cloudy skies. We'll get a look at our forecast from Brooke Richardson. That's up in just a few minutes. Well, with hurricane season just days away now, Santa Rosa County commissioners and staff ran through a simulated emergency operations center activation yesterday. Santa Rosa County Board Chairman Colton Wright says he likes to prepare for the worst, but hope for the best.
Hope is not a strategy. But when you have a transient population and new people move into the area that maybe have never experienced a hurricane, I think you have two things that happen. Sometimes people that haven't experienced a hurricane maybe panic at the first sound of a tropical storm or a hurricane. And then you have the other extreme where they maybe don't take it as serious as they should.
And Wright and county staff used the drill to stress test communication and coordination before the real thing. The National Hurricane Center, of course, reporting no tropical activity over the next week. Hurricane season does officially begin on June 1st. Pensacola's new police chief, Eric Winstrom, was sworn in yesterday. Mayor D.C. Reeves says what set him apart in the hiring process was how he plans to lead rather than do what he's already done in the past. Reeves says Winstrom's approach centers on relationships and getting the small things
His
right.
His approach is starting with real relationships, like partnering with local pastors who truly know their neighborhoods. He brings a grounded perspective that values agility and attention to detail, recognizing that if we don't get the small things right, we can never hope to solve the big ones.
And Chief Judge John Simon of the First Judicial Circuit Court administered the oath at City Hall yesterday morning. Winstrom came to Pensacola from Grand Rapids, Michigan. He also honored the 16 fallen officers memorialized outside of PPD's headquarters and pledged to lead the department in a way that would honor their legacy. A 23-year-old Pensacola man's been arrested for a murder that occurred during a drug robbery outside of a Whataburger on Pensacola Boulevard last fall. Deputies arrested Jacoby Edward on Tuesday. They charged him with murder while engaged in robbery. According to an arrest report, Edward and others had arranged to meet the victim in November of 2025 to purchase marijuana, but investigators say the group then actually intended to rob the victim instead. That victim was shot during a struggle and died a few days later at Baptist Hospital. Edward's being held with no bond, and so far no other arrests have been made. A new multi-use storm shelter for the town of Century is getting a little bit closer to a reality. Escambia commissioners are set to vote on a $612,000 design contract at today's meeting, the next step in a project funded through a $10 million federal grant. The new facility would transform the old Century High School gym into a full-service emergency shelter, complete with an industrial kitchen, showers, and bedding. Century officials say the YMCA has expressed some interest in operating that facility year-round once the construction is complete. Well, turtle season is officially underway in Escambia County. The Sea Turtle Patrol is reporting that they've found the first loggerhead nest of 2026 that was found on Perdido Key Monday morning. Loggerheads account for about 90% of turtle nests in the county. Also, typically, some green leatherback and a rare Kemp's Ridley turtle is found nesting on our local beaches. It's 8:35 at News Radio, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
All right, let's see here. No accidents to report to you right now, nor delays. Everything is looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Channel 3 forecast.
We will see a small chance of rain today with just about a 20% chance of a few stray showers. Temperatures warming up into the upper 80s for some of us, mid to upper 80s for highs. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping back into the 70s. Heading into your Friday, small chance of rain, about a 30% chance of a isolated shower or thunderstorm. Temperatures around 84 degrees for your high. Overnight Friday, back to your 77. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 75, and we've got mostly cloudy skies. Your money now. Today, markets here at the opening bell. The Dow is down about 0.5% at 49,743.32. S&P 500 down just under 0.5%, 7,472. And the NASDAQ is down about 101 points. At 26,169.33 this morning. 10-year bond rate up at 4.61%. Gold prices are down 35.40, 44.99.90. Silver's down 112 at 75.06. Bitcoin down about 423.70 today, sitting currently at 77,097.10. And if we look at our oil prices, they are up today. West Texas Intermediate up 369 a barrel at 101.95. The Brent crude is up 352 at 108.54 a barrel today. Taking a look at our local gas prices, another increase for the national average today, sitting at 4.56 a gallon. Our Florida statewide average for regular is 4.51. That's down 1 penny from yesterday. Now, around Escambia County, you can find regular, looks like, at $3.99 a gallon at a few stations around Bellevue and on the west side, seeing several stations ranging anywhere from $3.93 up to $4 around the airport, some scattered stations at $4.19 all over the place. In Navarre, you're looking at prices around $4.29 just over the bridge, ranging $4.19 to $4.30 through the Tiger Point area. And in Milton, seeing reports of anywhere from $3.99 to $4.30 per gallon. So quite a range there. Gas experts predicting the most expensive summer at the pump in years. Gas Buddy's summer travel survey is forecasting an average price of $4.80 a gallon. That's from Memorial Day through Labor Day, possibly even higher if there's continued issues in the Strait of Hormuz. Fewer Americans than expected found themselves filing requests for first-time unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department says it received 209,000 initial filings in the week ending May 16th. That is down about 3,000 from the week's prior revised total. It's also basically in line with what analysts had predicted. Walmart is reporting first quarter earnings that saw revenue rise by 3.7% to just shy of $178 billion, with better than expected same-store U.S. sales growth of 4.1%. At the same time, Walmart's posting a lower than expected second quarter outlook. And Jeff Bezos Jeff Bezos, that is, says the bottom half of U.S. earners should pay zero income tax. He did an interview with CNBC. The Amazon founder said the income tax paid by lower earners is, quote, a small amount of money for the government. Bezos argued that the top 1% of taxpayers pay about 40% of all tax revenue, and the bottom half pay 3%. It is 8:39. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. Fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Visit us at AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com. Affordable Automotive. Quality you can afford.
Big renovation plans? Don't pay big prices. Now, Home Outlet in-store doorbuster deals are live. Save $2 a square foot on hybrid waterproof oak flooring. Now just $198. Interior door units, any size, starting at only $99. Or upgrade your bathroom vanity for just $219. Plus, deep savings on countertops, exterior doors, bathroom fixtures, and more. But hurry, these doorbuster deals won't last. In-store at Home Outlet Pensacola location only. Find us at homeoutlet.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy over the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You're talking about it. We're talking about it.
The midterm elections. Who will win? Who will not?
One question about the 2026 races is already answered.
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
Campaign 2026.
This is where the fun begins.
Every step, every day.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I'm going to use an expression that I really don't like. It'll probably be the only time you ever hear me use it, but I'm using it as an illustration. Oh, by the way, if you're eager to find out what actually happened in the emergency drill from yesterday, stick around. I'll give you the follow-up and the final answer coming
Thank
up soon.
Thank goodness. Yeah. I've been waiting all morning.
All day I've been working. Well, think about the folks in the emergency operations center yesterday and not knowing what was going on and trying to figure it out and having to wait for Andrew McKay to tell them like 4 hours later. So, you know, all right. Anyway, I'm going to use this expression. I want you to know in advance that the expression makes me cringe, so I'm using it with a little bit of satire. But here goes. Tell me something that you were today years old when you finally learned. You know that expression, I was today years old when, as in I just learned it. It's a silly expression. Something basic, something about how the universe works or about how, you know, so anything that is, you now realize, man, I cannot believe I didn't understand that. And I finally learned it. Doesn't have to be today. Just, you know, I was older when I learned it. John, you look like, well, I don't have anything because I already knew everything when I was five. You kind of look on your face. Am I not reading you properly? You're struggling to come up with something. Do you have one?
I do, but I, it, yeah. I mean, it's.
Okay, I'll go first. I never go first.
I know.
But I'll go first. I'll do a story starter with you here. it's things that you feel stupid you didn't realize. But until I lived here and had to learn how to cover, you know, local politics and ECUA, for example, I always thought that when water goes down the drain in the street and water goes down the toilet in your toilet, basically going to the same thing. The storm drain and the sewer were the same. It just never occurred to me that these were two completely separate systems. And I argue that a lot of people don't know that, because they think that if you just pour it down the street drain, that goes where the filthy stuff goes instead of going like to the river and the bay. Because if they knew it would go to the water system like the river and the bay, they wouldn't do it. But that's
do you
why
need
you
to confess to you something.
No. Okay. No, but you have to put, you know, like literally in some places, they put a sign in front of the storm drain that says, don't put anything in here. This goes to the waterway, right? To tell, because people don't realize, because they're like me, ignorant of this thing. And yeah, once I realize, I'm like, well, obviously. But there you go. All right, John, 437-1620. What's your thing you learned late or as an adult that you probably should have known your whole life, but you didn't?
Well, the only thing I could come up with right now.
Because you know so much about everything. Go on.
Whoa, easy.
Implied.
Okay. is the mill rate that I learned yesterday.
Right.
And
all
I
right.
know it was kind of cheesy, but that's the thing that pops into my head, you know, owning
it's
a home
very
and all
easy
that stuff.
If
I never,
you know how to shorthand it.
Right.
How to, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
and
if you don't,
even did a video on it.
I did on Facebook. You can see for yourself. Yeah, if you don't know how to calculate what mills are, what the millage rate is, what that means for your property taxes, it's actually very simple. But if it's not, it's not.
I mean, I have an accounting degree, and I just now figured out.
Yes,
a mill rate was.
Very, very smart people don't understand this. Even good people who are great at math.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, good example. All right, 437-1620. Tell me something that you kind of basic knowledge about how the world operates that you acquired late in life and didn't realize. I mean, it could be anything. Seriously, it could be anything. The dumber, the better. The more you feel embarrassed to admit it, the better, frankly. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives. John?
Brought to you by Florida West. Every Florida West project is evaluated on jobs created, wages paid, and generates a positive return on investment to Escambia County taxpayers. No new accidents to let you know about right now. Not even seeing any. Well, yeah, no, I lied. Okay, 98 westbound approaching Gulf Breeze, experiencing about a 5-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Did you know it was wrong when you said it?
I didn't, because the computer was stuck.
You got to know it's false when you say it for it to be a lie. It was just an error.
And then the little blue screen of death went away, and I was like, oh, there I am, Windows 95.
I love it. 437-1620, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used cars. And look, I talk a lot about what they sell, which is good cars with one owner, typically maybe two, you know, 10 to 30 or 40,000 miles, 1 to 4 years young, great condition. Cars they warranty to 100,000 miles or 10 years, whichever comes first, you know, and good prices. Okay, that's all true. But that's just kind of like the what side of it. It's the how that sets them apart. Because they know that it's unpleasant to go to a car place. They know you don't like it, and they know what makes it like that, and they try to not be that. You know, the games, the pressure, the manipulation, the, you know, well, let me go talk to my manager and see if I can work. You know, all that nonsense, right? They just don't do that. They try to make it easy for you, you know? And the whole idea is, instead of a one-time encounter where they can get as much out of you as they can, which is kind of the normal philosophy, and you feel it that way, is it just, you know, hey, we're trying to make a customer for life. So we'll give you a good deal now. We'll give you a good deal the next time. We'll give you a good deal the next time. And over time, you know, we'll just build a business by doing a lot of good deals. That's it. Simple. How you would want to be treated, you know, do unto others, kind of the golden rule. Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, 437-1620, 437-1620. Let's see. This is a good one. And this is one you don't feel as dumb for not knowing, but it is you just have to know it to know it. Have you ever wondered what side of your car, especially like in a rental, this happens,
yes,
the gas cap is on?
Yes.
Because you didn't know because it wasn't your car, or it's a new car and you just haven't memorized it yet. Every car tells you on the dashboard, it has the little gas symbol on the dashboard, and then there's an arrow left or right that tells you which side the gas cap is on. And now you know. And knowing is half the battle.
The more you know.
Joe. All right. See, I was about 40. Somebody says 437. That's what we're looking for, is things that are just, like, they're so true and obvious, but if you didn't know them, you didn't know them. And a lot of times you don't know them, because how does that information get propagated? I was about 40 years old when I realized that hens lay eggs even without being, let's just say, without having good dates by the roosters. Well, I mean, you know, if you didn't know that, you know, if you thought that all eggs were
dates
seasoned, just say
already,
you know, man, you would think that those hens were, I mean, kind of slutty, you know, like that's what you would think. You know, they're just out there all the time and that rooster is busy. That's funny.
Dates.
Well, I mean, you know, you gotta treat a girl right to make a chick. Somebody says older vintage cars don't have the gas. Oh yes, I mean yes,
we know that. But
fine,
we're just...
okay. Anyway, let's see what else. You know, not a lot of text, which is kind of unfortunate, but okay, fine, fair enough. There was one I was going to share with you that my wife had suggested. I keep clicking on the wrong thing here. This is super dumb. But she brought this up to embarrass me. We were doing yard work, and you know the big, like, to your chest tall paper bags that you're supposed to put yard debris in, ideally, and they are a pain in the butt to open. Am I wrong? Because trying to get them open and stay open until they have stuff in them. Once they have stuff in them, it's fine. But trying to get them... John's laughing at me, which I think is hilarious. So my wife said, you know, there's an easy way to do that. And I said, what? As I'm like struggling for 30 seconds to keep it... Okay. She says, just hold it up by opposite sides of the mouth and then wave it through the air to force it open.
You didn't know that?
See?
You didn't know that?
This is what I'm saying. The world is full of ignorance. And you people who know things never teach the rest of us.
Boy, she called you out. Woo! I bet Andrew's like, really? I can do it that way?
And so here's Andrew. What's funny is, then the next time, you're like, well, I'm definitely doing it that way, but I don't want to let her see me do it that way.
Exactly.
I'm not going to give her the satisfaction. That's funny. Oh, man.
She called you. I like her more and more every day.
Okay, this is interesting. I didn't know this. With a Keurig coffee pot, if you forget to put your cup under there, the little drain thing actually holds the whole cup of coffee. So if you mistakenly put it, the drain will hold the whole cup. Interesting design that way. Keurigs are weird, too, the way they're designed to kind of thwart you and help you and make sure you do it wrong by not allowing you to do it right, or make sure you do it right but not allowing you to do it wrong. All right, that's it. 851 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Today at 9, the Pensacola Expert Panel welcomes opening doors of Northwest Florida's Bruce Cady and Vince Wibbs, the Executive Director of Reentry Alliance of Pensacola, assisting returning citizens through a hand up, not a hand out. Opening Doors is the lead agency for the homeless continuum of care in our area. Don't miss the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 with Opening Doors of Northwest Florida, sponsored by Lakeview Center, Northwest Florida's leading behavioral health care provider.
Is your house your dream home? Or at least, is it on the way there? Maybe it's time for a change. Maybe all you really need to turn your house into your dream home is an appliance upgrade. When it's time for an upgrade, then it's time to visit Topps Appliance in Milton. They're locally owned and operated. They have top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, and stoves to dependable washers and dryers. Topps Appliance carries the brands you know and trust, like GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and more. Topps Appliance in Milton. They offer delivery and installation, something you won't get from the big box stores. And they have many items in stock, so you can take your new appliance the very same day. Topps Appliance. Check them out at toppsappliance.net on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street. Turning your house into your dream home. Topps Appliance.
At FPL, our teams are working every day, inspecting, upgrading, and strengthening the grid, installing smart sensors that spot problems before they become outages, keeping your lights on, your devices charged, your world running. You may not see us, but our work never stops. Behind every switch that powers on, every moment that just works. Because reliability isn't an option, it's a commitment. FPL, working for you every single day. Learn more at fpl.com/value.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida today at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not? It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
Look, Toretto, I know you won't listen to me. And you're not going to want to hear what I have to say. But the truth is, you really ought to try that Belgian ale, man. It's something special.
All right, you've been waiting all day for me to pay this off, if you've been listening all day. If you've only been listening 15 minutes at a time, you might not have even heard it. That's why I encourage you to listen the whole
thing. Well, I've been listening all day.
4 hours. All right, so got asked to do radio reports for the fake emergency that was the basis of the drill yesterday at the Emergency Operations Center. What? Oh, traffic.
Yeah.
No, I'm playing the first one, and then you'll do traffic when I say, and then...
Branding.
Fine.
Branding.
Traffic on the fives.
Thank you.
John Pickens.
Brought to you by Home Outlet Pensacola. Home remodeling for every budget with savings on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more. Still rolling accident-free right now, but 98 westbound approaching Gulf Breeze is starting to back up just a little bit. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Whatever. So anyway, got asked to do radio reports as the basis of the narrative that was what the emergency drill was based on in Santa Rosa County yesterday. And I've already done a few of these. But as we go along, like, this is meant to be over the course of several hours, right? Get report one, report two, report three. This is report four. As we're starting to learn more about this catastrophe that did not actually happen, but that I was reporting for the sake of the exercise.
Andrew McKay here from News Radio 92.3, and we return to continuing breaking news coverage out of Santa Rosa County, where officials have now provided a major update on the developing and very concerning situation that we've been reporting. Emergency management authorities have now confirmed that the ground explosions and fires involved in multiple incidents across the county are believed to be falling debris from an unknown source. This confirmation comes after earlier reports of explosions in the sky, followed by fires, infrastructure damage, and power outages throughout the region, including in and around Milton and Baghdad. Officials say the debris appears to have entered the atmosphere at high speed, with fragments impacting multiple locations across central parts of the county.
All right. That's just a teaser. John?
Yes, sir.
Take a guess. What you got? You got anything?
Asteroid?
Asteroid's a good guess. What else you got? Anything else?
Shuttle breaking up.
Shuttle breakup. Okay.
Bombs, missiles.
An attack?
Yeah.
Right? Alien invasion. You don't know.
Mm-mm.
That's the point. The symptoms, as reported, have been so unclear that a variety of things from, well, we just got to deal with that to, oh, crap, we're at war, you know, or the aliens are coming to turn us all into food. It was all true. Yeah, right? Everything we just said is all true. Okay, so that was the fourth report. This is the fifth report. Again, just to be clear, this did not actually happen, but this was the fifth report. Here's your payoff finally, John. You ready?
Yes, finally.
Andrew McKay here, returning to our ongoing coverage of the incident in Santa Rosa County. We have an important update for you. Federal and state officials have now confirmed that the debris responsible for today's widespread damage is not related to any current spacecraft launch, terrorist activity, or unidentified aerial event. Instead, investigators have determined the object was a decades-old decommissioned satellite that unexpectedly re-entered Earth's atmosphere and broke apart over the region. Authorities emphasize there is no ongoing threat associated with the debris and no evidence of intentional or hostile action. Emergency management officials report that all fires have been successfully contained and all injured individuals have been transported to area hospitals. No active search and rescue operations are underway at this time.
There you go. Old Russian satellite. See? Which, again, did not actually happen. This is not War of the Worlds. I'm not trying to make you freak out. What did we get a text in earlier? Somebody said, I heard your news report. I called my guys and they said, what?
What are you talking about,
bro? Sorry. There's no way for me on the radio to run a like disclaimer as we're doing
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
So I tried to not make it go on for too long without explaining it. But yeah, I just thought it was a great and I was really, honestly, I was very honored that they asked. Because I thought, oh, that's really sweet. They just asked me to, you know, add some color and drama. And the fact that so many of you are like, stop it. I'm like, oh, that must have meant that it worked in the room, that the mm-hmm. people were enjoying it. And there's fires and people getting hit and the bridge is out and all this stuff. You don't know what's going on. And, you know, and I was too, as I was reading through, I'm like, what's going to happen? Old satellite. So not an attack by the Russians, not a foreign and alien invasion, not terrorism, not, you know, SpaceX or anything like that. Just a dingy old satellite decided to crash down Santa Rosa County as an exercise. Meg's up next. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to